الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن وبعد قال الله عز وجل ثم قست قلوبكم من بعد ذلك فهي كالحجارة أو أشد قسوة إلى آخر الآية صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, last week we spoke about the transgression of the Banu Israel regarding the killing of a human being and raising objections and questions against the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, right from the beginning of this quarter and from before that as well, right until this verse, thus far we had been discussing their transgression and their rebellion and their disobedience. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the current verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ, that after that, referring to the incident of the killing, Allah says the hearts of the Bani Israel, it became hardened. فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةِ, and the hearts of the Bani Israel, they are now like rocks or even harder like that. The hearts of Bani Israel are like rocks or even harder than that. Now, in contrasting the hearts of the Bani Israel to stones, Mufassirin mention that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse mentions three states and three conditions of stone. And the first condition of the stone is, Allah mentions, وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارُ. Allah says that indeed, there are some stones that rivers and streams burst forth from them. In other words, they are stones that give abundant water. And then Allah says, the second state of stones, Allah mentions, وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقْ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءِ. Allah says that indeed, there are some stones that when they split asunder, water issues out of it, water comes out of it. In other words, they give water, but in lesser quantities, not as the first type of stones. Then Allah mentions, وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ, that there are some stones, they do not give water, but Allah says, when they fall from their places, Allah says, how do they fall? They fall out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Mufassirin mention, in viewing the meanings of this verse, they state that, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He puts right on the highest degree, on the top, وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ, right on the highest degree, those stones whose effectivity is so great that even rivers and streams burst forth from them. In other words, in the contrast to this, there are some of Yahud whose hearts are so hard that they do not even feel sympathy for the pain and for the sufferings of their fellow brothers. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the second level, in the second degree, Allah talks about, or He puts those stones who give benefit, but they give little benefit. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقْ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءِ. Water issues out from these stones, but not as much as the first category. So they give benefit, but little benefit in lesser quantities. In other words, in contrast to this, there are some Yahud who are harder than this. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. The third category, which is the lowest category, and this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that there are some stones that fall from the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not benefit man, but when they fall, they fear from the remembrance of Allah. In other words, Allah wants to tell you that even these stones have within them the sensibility to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in contrast to these stones, there are Yahud, there are Jews and Banu Israel, Israelites, who don't even possess this much of sensibility within themselves to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these stones, these are not human beings, these are inanimate objects, but they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have this sensibility to fear Allah. But human beings, these Jews, don't even have the minimum degree of sensibility within them to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah in the next part of the verse, Allah says that Allah is not unaware. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِرٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah is not unaware of what you do. Allah is addressing the Jews in this verse. Then Allah says, أَفَتَطْمَعُونَ. Now Allah addresses Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam by saying, أَفَتَطْمَعُونَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا لَكُمْ وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُحَرِّفُونَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا عَقَلُوهُ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah tells Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that after listening to the conditions of the Jews and their position, are you still going to desire? Do you still want? Do you still fancy that these Yahud, these Bani Israel, they bring Iman and they believe in you? Whereas a group from amongst the Bani Israel, upon hearing the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they still distort the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the words of the Torah. After understanding that, and they do this distortion, ثُمَّ يُحَرِّفُونَهُ, they distort the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ, knowingly that what they are doing is in fact wrong, and they are distorting the message of Allah. So Allah, in this verse, there are two transgressions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to. One is the transgression of their disbelief. That is, they disbelief in Allah. And the second transgression is that over and above their disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they distort the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the worst thing that they could have ever done. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you should rub your hands off them and don't worry about them. Don't be concerned about them, because their hearts have become so hard that they will never bring Iman, and they will always disbelieve in you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us sound hearts and istiqamah upon Iman. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.